Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or a good day to everyone from all over the world. Thank you for joining in on Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, January the 19th, and today is Wisdom Wednesday with your podcast host, Dr. Mary Seegers. Welcome. I'm so glad that you decided to join in on the conversation. I'm honored to have you here. And we will continue with the theme for this month, getting to know yourself better. Grab your coffee or your tea, of course, your water, and let's start the conversation. Please know that you can listen to the previous episodes on Spotify Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, where all the podcast platforms. When it's Wisdom Wednesday with Dr. Mary Seegers. If you missed any of the previous episodes. And then, of course, you can watch the videos live on Wisdom Wednesday podcast page on Facebook. So you can be caught up where we're going. This month, I'm talking about getting to know yourself better. And for the first week in January, I talked about your core values or your moral compass. That's going to dictate how you behave and what you do in life. And secondly, it's talking about your likes and your dislikes. And so that gives you a little more information about who you are. Last week, we talked about our trigger points. We all have them and how we can control our trigger points. Don't allow people to push you or don't allow yourself to go into a space that you're not comfortable with mentally or physically. And then, of course, we talked about our blind spots. Seek out someone you trust, you value their opinion, that they can tell you some things that we can't always see of ourselves. And so the blind spots can be revealed, right? And then lastly, I talked about our temperament, about whether you're an introvert versus an extrovert. And so today I would like to talk about boundaries. That is so, so important. And I have this book. And I highly recommend you to add this to your library. It's by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. This book actually allowed me to understand about boundaries. So what are boundaries, right? I know they're needed and they're essential for every healthy relationship and for a happier life. So boundaries are simply rules and limits with other people. Example, when I teach, either in person or virtual, I freely give the students my personal information, like my email address and my phone number, right? I get it because I was a student, and sometimes you just need clarification or you have a question. So I truly get it. However, I stipulated my boundaries when I gave them my personal information. I said, you can call me up until 10 o'clock p.m., after that, it will go into voicemail and you would not hear from me until the next day. But isn't that just like life? Someone always want to test your boundaries, want to push to see if you're going to really adhere to your boundaries. And so I had one student, I love her, bless her heart. She said, you know, I know Dr. Mary is a caring person. Something was due the following week and she didn't have a lot of time. And so she called me. It was like 10:15 or something. I never heard the call because I silenced it and it went to voicemail. I did hear the voicemail the next day. In fact, she called me 2-3 times. And so when I met her in class, she said, you know, you didn't get my urgent message. I said, you understood my boundaries. I do not answer calls after 10. You could have called me, you know, any time during the day. And your emergency was not my emergency. So I can't be responsible for that. You're not going to adhere to my boundaries because I'm adhere to my boundaries. And that's an important note. When you set boundaries, make sure that you adhere to them and do not violate your boundaries. First, your own boundaries. And then when other people give you their boundaries, adhere to them and respect them so that you can have that mutual respect. I respect your boundaries. You respect my boundaries. And when I said boundaries are so needed to have a healthier relationship, especially with husbands and wives, you know, my husband and I may get in an argument. We've agreed that when we have boundaries, if I can't talk, I have to separate myself, get away so I can think clearly. And so he does the same. And those boundaries has really helped us because, you know, sometimes you get angry and you say things that you don't mean. So when we separate, stop the conversation, that allows us to think, you know, ask for help from the Lord, and then allow us to come back together where we're more mentally stable and able to talk to one another in a rational way. So boundaries are so, so important to have a healthy, and it helps you, you know, it sets limits so that you can be able to do what you need to do in life. So when you set boundaries, what you're actually is happening in the relationship, you're taking one another's feelings into account. Like I use the example about my husband and wife, we are taking one another's feelings into account when you set these boundaries. You're showing gratitude. I respect you. I don't necessarily agree with you, but I respect what you shared with me. And so I will try to, you know, adhere to your boundaries to keep that relationship healthy, right? You're giving people their space and their time. Everyone do not need to be always involved and in your face all the time. You need your privacy. You need your private time. And so you need to make sure when you set these boundaries that you will actually agree to them and adhere to them and then follow up through it. And also when you set boundaries, you're showing respect for others, right? You're showing respect for difference in opinion, like I mentioned earlier, or different in perspective. So you're allowing that person to be themselves, and you're allowing yourself to be yourself. And when you say no, that is a complete sentence. I know so many times people say no because such, 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 such. No is, that yes is a complete sentence, right? So saying no and accepting when others say no. So if you have boundaries and you say, no, I will not go to whatever because I'm allowing myself to focus and to accomplish my goals, adhere to those boundaries. And so when someone say no to you, respect that and allow them to have that time that they allow. So, and another thing, when you set your boundaries, you're not letting others define who you are. So you're defining what your limits are, you're defining what your rules are, and thus you're being your authentic self. You're getting to know yourself better and you're allowing yourself to be the best you. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is minding your own business. This might get a little touchy, a little, but I believe it's so, so important. In order to get to know yourself better, you need to mind your own business. And I even use a scripture that I like to, when Jesus told Peter, this is in John 21, read the story on your own. But what I want to pull out of that, when he was reconciling Peter unto himself, and he said, do you love me? Three times he asked Peter, and I guess Peter was getting a little indigent, you know, like, wait a minute, I told you I love you. And so then he noticed off to the side that John was there, and he said, you know, what about him? And Jesus said, what does that have to do with you? So in other words, mind your own business. John's going to take care of his own business. I'm going to take care of my own business, and you take care of your own business. I know I have a dear girlfriend used to tell a joke about people minding their own business, and I'll share it with you. She said, when someone's trying to get into your business, just simply say this. Here's a quarter. Go buy your own business and stay out of my business. So in other words, your business is only worth a quarter. But I thought that was real cute because, in other words, I'm handling my business. Make sure you handle your business. But let's talk about why people don't mind their own business and in our business, right? There's a disconnect from their own truth. Think about this. They can no longer hear their inner guidance. And so they believe it's their responsibility to interfere in the lives and affairs of others. They've been so disconnected in their own life. They don't speak their own truth. In other words, they're just a person who's a busybody. And we all know people like that. Make sure we're not like that, right? I know my sister-in-law, she lives in a senior complex. And she said, Mary, those people are so disconnected in their lives. And they're so unhappy that they get into other people's business and keep up a lot of stuff going on in the complex. So make sure that we be connected to our own selves, speak our own truth, live our life to the fullest. We only have one life to live. another reason why I think people don't want to mind their own business. They don't have nothing better to do. They are bored with themselves. They're bored with life. You've seen people like that. You know, if you walk around to a store or something now, this is pre-COVID, probably even with COVID now, and they're just sitting around. And I said, it's a work day. I mean, white people aren't at work, right? But they just so bored with it. They have nothing else to do but to stir up stuff and talk about other people's business. So they need to get a life. You ever get a life, you know, you get your own life, right? Another reason I believe why people don't mind their own business, they don't have a purpose. Now, this is so dear and true to my heart, because when you don't have a clear focus in life and no meaningfulness and purpose, you tend to worry about other people's business. I'm adamant that you need to know your purpose like you know your own name. And you don't have time to worry about anyone else. I've always said this. It's a 24/7 full-time job for Mary to make sure that she's doing what God's called her to do, to make sure that I'm doing what I know I was destined to do. So I'll pray for you, but I don't have time to get in your business. I'm trying to take care of my business, what God told me to do, because I'm going to be held accountable for what I know I need to do. So make sure you know your purpose. There are so many ways of finding your purpose. We talked about your interests. So make sure that you understand and know what your purpose is. Another reason, I think I talked about it a little earlier, people are unhappy. And so they're lonely and unhappy. And so when people are like that, they tend to look to see other people's lives seem so much interesting. So somebody else's business more better than my business, because I'm just lonely and I just have a desire to know what you're doing so I can try to find out what you're doing. So, but a happy person is busy being happy and don't have time to get in other people's business. Another reason I think people don't feel worthy, there's some insecurity issues that they haven't dealt with in their lives. And so a lot of times they feel, maybe if I find out what sister so-and-so is doing or what brother so-and-so is doing and then share that with somebody else, you know, it's like, I'm in the know. I know about these other people's business. So don't do that. Don't do that. And a lot of times people think they are saving you by being in your business. Oh, Mary, you need to do this. You need to do that. You know, I didn't ask for your counsel. I didn't ask for your advice. And so people feel that they're doing a service to you when they want to get into your business. And another main reason, I think people need help healing their own hidden wounds. You know, that's like a facade. If I get into your business, I get into my neighbor's business, I find out what's going on with my cousin's business, that's like a hidden wound. I won't talk about mine because I haven't been healed yet from my hidden wounds. And so sometimes it's just needing a matter of healing yourself and feeling whole and complete with who you are. You are unique. You are wonderfully made. So you need to love on yourself, right? And then they are afraid to deal with their own shadows and their own darkness. You know, sometimes we just need to shine the light on our situation. So when the light is illuminating, letting us know, I am unique. I am special. I am loved. I am all that I can be because God has, you know, allowed me to be this person. So enjoy who you are, getting to know yourself. It takes work. I mentioned that. It takes mental work. It takes physical work. It takes spiritual work to get to know who you really are and then begin to love and love yourself for who you are, your uniqueness, your difference, your imperfections, all of that. Begin to just love on yourself. And then lastly today, audience, I just want to share briefly about compare yourself only to yourself. I know I have this little thing that I do when I get up in the morning. Of course, I'm thanking the Lord for a new day, a brand new day I've never seen. Then I'll go into my own private bathroom and I'll look in the mirror. I said, Mary, you're going to be better today than you were yesterday. You know, you didn't accomplish this, but guess what? It's a brand new day. You got opportunity to do that today. I didn't compare with what my husband did. I didn't compare with what my children did. I'm comparing me to me. And when you do that, it's like gives you that boost of energy. All right, today is a brand new day. I will be able to do those things that I didn't do yesterday. And so when we do that, you're not comparing yourself to others, because that's sabotaging yourself, really. So when you allow yourself to compare yourself to yourself, I promise you, you will begin to love yourself more and say, wow, next week I'm going to be even better because I'm going to be able to get up, do my exercise, do my walkie, you know, say my affirmations, whatever it is that you want to do. Compare yourself to that. I think of that song that Michael Jackson said, the man or the woman in the mirror is the only person that could be able to tell you the truth, to speak truth to you, to speak love to you, and to do what you need to do so you can get to know yourself better. I tell you, this year is going to be epic because you're going to fall in love with yourself. You're going to discover new things about yourself. And I tell you, it is going to be like level up. You know, that's my word too, level up in our mindset. It starts in our mind. It starts in our mind and it starts with our attitude. You know, things might not have gone the way we wanted it to go, but guess what? It's not the end of the world. It's just another opportunity to do it. So don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself grace. Give yourself time. Give yourself, be patient with yourself. Like I said, you only got yourself, kiddo. And you are looking good, you feel good, your attitude is right, your mindset is right, you're ready to reach for the stars. And guess what? If you don't reach the stars, at least you're among the moon and the sun. Whatever it is, you're soaring high and you're leveling yourself up to be the best you that you can be. Till next week, be blessed, and we'll continue to talk about getting to know yourself better, because you are great. I see it already. You are phenomenal, and you are here to be a light to the world. Don't dim that light. See you next week. Bye for now.